This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin, talking with Alex Larson from the Peoria Park District. They're presenting the Artist and Comic Expo next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Noble Center. Alex, good to have you back.
Thank you, Nathan. Thank you for having us.
This is the first time the Park District has hosted this event. Can you tell us a little bit about what the objective here is, what you're trying to accomplish?
Absolutely. This is indeed an inaugural initiative for us. It's something within the Fine Arts Department, where I spend most of my time, that I thought it would be a great idea to kind of spearhead something that catches all the demographics. We do a lot of things for the Peoria Park District, as well as our community here. We do service a lot of individuals who are primarily younger, as well as our seniors. And this is something that I think is kind of a catch-all. It's an opportunity for us to put something out there. It's very much in our pop culture right now, the Avengers movies that are getting ready to come out just this weekend, actually. And it's something that I personally am passionate about, but yet in turn, I see that there are so many others that are as well. And we thought we'd take a chance on it.
Yeah, that's an interesting aspect to it, because on the one hand, these characters, these stories that originate in a comic book format, they're all over our pop culture. There's a new movie every couple of months. But I think a lot of people don't have a relationship with the physical product or the process that goes into creating them. Or if they did, it was when we were 9 years old.
For some of us. For some of us, we're still older and we're still collecting. And this is an opportunity, like I said, where we have things that are focused not only on our 18 to 40-year-old demographic, but yet there are kids' activities that are involved in our weekend, as well as some things for everybody.
Well, you had talked about having activities for children. One of the things you've got going on is a series of sketch cards that will be available. What's that all about? How does
it
work?
There will be a scavenger hunt of sorts for children who would like to partake. They would just have to go and sign up.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the guests that you have. Many of them have Peoria connections or Central Illinois connections.
Absolutely.
Including Larry Kenney. He's a voice actor. What can you tell us about him?
Larry Kenney, I can tell you that he is probably one of the nicest men I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. As someone just shy of 40 years old, he definitely is in the wheelhouse for me. It's a childhood icon. Larry was the voice of Lion-O from the Thundercats. You may have heard him on Skittles commercials. He's the Taste the Rainbow, Larry Kenney, as well as Count Chocula, the Silverhawks, VH1's Best Week Ever. He is the voice for the Mark Twain Awards, which might be something for your NPR listeners and for your CBU listeners, that he's been around for a long time. But he started out in Pekin, Illinois. He worked at WIRL in the radio and then moved out to New York and got a job with Don Imus and worked with Don Imus for quite some time and had been doing voice work his entire life for the most part. I mean, 15 years old is when he started in radio. So back then there were different times, but needless to say, he's reached out to us and has been a tremendous asset to have as part of our event, and we're very excited to have him.
And so what will you have him doing while he's here? Is he going to be signing toys, meeting people? Are you going to do a
Larry will
interview?
Have a, yeah, Larry will indeed have a table. He's willing to take interviews if anybody would like to. So he'll be signing items and memorabilia, as well as Sunday morning he'll be doing a Q&A, 30 Years of Thunder, talking about Thundercats and his life with Rankin-Bass and the Thundercats franchise, as well as everything else that he's done. He's willing to open up and take questions. That'll be moderated by Pixel Dan, who many people who are collectors of toys in the Mattel and Hasbro line. Dan is based out of Springfield, Illinois, but has many followers on YouTube and definitely knows his stuff. We thought he was the best fit for Larry. They're good friends as well. And so we're just glad to have those local ties, let alone Pekin, Springfield, Peoria, and have them involved in the process.
Let's also talk about some of the artists that you're bringing for the show. A lot of them also have Central Illinois connections, including Jenny Friesen. She's currently up in Chicago, but is a younger artist getting into the industry.
Indeed. Jenny will be involved in a panel as well, talking about women of industry and how it used to be a man's world for the most part as far as artistry goes. We also have her involved with a couple of concept artists and some internet designers that are, again, young ladies in their 20s and making their way in the business. Jenny is a part of Four Star Studios in Chicago now. She went to art school at the Kubert School and now does a lot of premium covers for things such as Rat Queens, Batman, Red Sonja. She has a lot of really, really great art, but she originated right here in Peoria, Illinois. So we're really, really happy that she's willing to come home and be a part of this, as long as bringing her studio mate with her, Tim Seeley.
And what about another artist, Hilary Barta? He's been in the industry for, I guess, 20, 25 years?
Hilary Barta has been in the industry for a very, very long time and just a tremendous work. I like to call a lot of his work maybe more macabre. Hilary has done the What The series in Marvel Comics, as well as currently working on Garbage Pail Kids. But yet again, he also does SpongeBob SquarePants. He is licensed to work with Bongo Comics and The Simpsons, and he is currently working on the DC Universe's series Plastic Man. So Hilary Barta has been involved for a long time with some very popular comics, at least some of my personal favorites, as well as those that touch all ages. So we're really, really happy to have him. And yet again, also has Peoria roots.
What motivated the decision to at least start this year with people who have that regional connection, that hometown connection?
I really think that that's what the Peoria Park District is about. the community. And I think that there's no better way to touch on that than to have those people who do have ties to the community. If nothing else, we're doing it the 9th and 10th of May. Sunday falls as Mother's Day weekend. So a lot of these friends of ours that are coming for the expo are maybe coming home to see their mom or maybe getting a chance to have a family reunion of sorts. And we hope that they do it with us having a good time. It's an all-ages event, and it's a lot of individuals who not only originated from the Peoria area, but have ties here, and hopefully will come back. And yet again, as a Park District event, it allows us that opportunity to continue our community programming and put forth something new and fresh that involves those families.
Can you talk a little bit about the process that you went through to book these people? I mean, how did you reach out to them? How did you find them?
As an avid reader and collector myself, I'd gone to a lot of conventions. I'd reached out. Obviously, Facebook has been a great tool. We do have a Facebook page for the event at Artist and Comic Expo. And so for me, it was an opportunity not only to just speak with them and touch base, but we started with that hometown route and we went to those individuals. And as you know, when you're in an industry, comics, as big as people think that it is really a small market. It's a community in and of itself and of a subculture to the point where when you talk to one person, everybody has a friend. Well, my friend might be interested in that. You know, it's the same way that we do when we pick up a book at the local comic store. And you say, what are you reading? Oh, I'm reading this and I really enjoy it. Well, I'll give that a try. And I think that it's just perpetuated itself, not only on the business side of things, but now into this community event where, yeah, Alex, I think I would love to come and be a part of it. And I got a friend that wants to come with me, too. What do you think? And so we've invited those people in and we've given that opportunity for them to come and not only sell their wares and do some commissions and do some talks, but to give back to our community and share the community and the friendship.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the other activities that are going on as part of the expo. You've got a film screening with the folks from the Drunken Zombie Film Festival. So that's sort of like an add-on or adjacent event.
Absolutely. Drunken Zombie has traditionally done the Drunken Zombie double features, the Landmark Cinemas. Some of you may be familiar with that. It's very much a mystery science theater type of format. They will on Saturday morning be doing kind of a mixed bag of international and public domain films. So, and it'll just be playing as a rest type of area. And if you want to come in and take a load off, there'll be a projector playing and those will be running throughout. And then in the evening of Saturday, they're going to do their monthly double feature instead of at Landmark at our facility. Currently, they are doing Plan 9 from Outer Space and Night of the Living Dead is what is scheduled. So a couple of really, really great classics that anyone can enjoy. And obviously, they welcome you to razz the highs and the lows of the on-screen action and actively participate through their movies.
And there are also a lot of activities for families and children, particularly on Sunday. Can you talk a little bit about what some of those are?
Sure. We're going to have kids crafts both Saturday and Sunday, and those will be in our art area in rooms 103 and 105. It's an adjoining art space that we have at the Noble Center, as well as creating comics with kids. And we will also do cosplay on a budget, talking about how you want to go to a con and you want to be involved. It might be your first time. And it's really a learner's permit into getting involved in the comic world and how the bigger scale events go. And hopefully, in turn, this will become one of those bigger events or something that we can branch out and offer a whole lot more. We will have face painting that will be involved, as well as many other individuals that, like I said, with Hillary Barta selling kids-oriented type of comics and the scavenger hunt as well.
In a lot of ways, this strikes me as being a smaller version of a comic convention that someone might go to in St. Louis or in Chicago or San Diego. Was that part of what you were attempting to do, was to scale that down to some extent and give people an introductory experience along those lines?
Absolutely. I think that if you can take something locally and cross-section it, it makes you a little bit less afraid to venture out into that big, bad world. Chicago is notorious for doing 50,000 to 60,000 people coming through their doors for a comic convention. New York is close to hundreds of thousands of people. San Diego, again, hundreds of thousands of people. And it's always nice if you like that type of experience. But if you say, I'm not really sure what it's about, this really is, for lack of a better term, a vendor fair, so to speak. And it's a little bit of everything. We have screen printers and illustrators and animators and a film festival. We have a scavenger hunt for the kids. We've got voice actors. We've got comic book actors, current and upcoming. We have a lot of people who reach a lot of different markets. Individuals selling jewelry and toys and comic books. There will be a table for everything. If you walk out of there and you don't like anything, I think that you might be in the wrong place. And that's okay, because it's not for everyone, but we want to give you that opportunity to see what it is that these people have been creating for years and what they're so passionate about. But give it a shot, because you can never say there's nothing to do when we continue to push that envelope a little bit. And I think that the Park District is one of those entities that does that. We have that ability to go out and say, we're passionate about this. Let's try it. It's about our community and it's about this event and it's about the people of Peoria and the surrounding areas. So many of these artists are from Peoria and Hanna City, Chillicothe, Bloomington, Chicago, 2 hours away, and they're coming here to allow their gift to be shared. So the opportunity is there for the taking. We really hope that this initiative is not only something that people want to partake in, but something that thrives from this forward. I'd love to be able to say the second annual.
We've been talking with Alex Larson about the Artist and Comic Expo. It's being held next weekend, May 9th and 10th at the Peoria Park District's Noble Center. Alex, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Nathan. Always a pleasure.
The Peoria Area Civic Chorale is presenting its spring concert, A Few of Our Favorite Things, with selections from George Gershwin and Irving Berlin, American folk tunes, and music from Disney's Frozen and The Little Mermaid. The concerts are tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday at 2:30 at the ICC Performing Arts Center in East Peoria. Our producer is Stephanie Sobey. If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, go to our website at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.